In his video message on Saturday, Pope Francis urged the people and leaders of South Sudan to, in his words, turn a page and create new paths of reconciliation, peace and development.
You are so dear to me. Think of how more precious and loved you are in the eyes of God, who never ignores all who place their hope in Him. You have a great mission, all of you, beginning with the political authorities, that of turning the page to open new paths, the paths of reconciliation, paths of forgiveness, paths of serene coexistence and development.
Francis released the video message on the day he planned to start a week-long pilgrimage with the other religious leaders to the two countries. He urged the people of South Sudan not to give up hope.
Let us not lose faith, but cultivate the hope of meeting soon as it will be possible. I would like to tell you that, in these weeks especially, I carry you in my heart more than ever before. I carry within me, in my prayer, the sufferings that you have experienced over such a long time.
Francis called off the trip last month due to knee pain that makes walking and standing difficult. The Pope encouraged South Sudanese to think of the next generation.
It is a mission to assume, looking together to the future, to the many young people who populate your flourishing and wounded lands, filling them with lights and future. They dream and deserve to see these dreams realize and to see days of peace. For their sake, it is necessary to lay down arms, overcome resentment, and write new pages of brotherhood.
The Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, and the moderator of the Church of Scotland, Right Reverend Ian Greensield, reiterated their solidarity with the people of South Sudan in their quest for peace and urged political leaders to follow up on their commitments to restore stability in the country.
I pray and urge that your leaders would remember these commitments. Peace requires much more than not being at war. It must be created together with your fellow leaders and even with your enemies, so that all may flourish.
Archbishop Welby, who visited South Sudan in 2014, urged citizens to turn away from revenge and embrace reconciliation.
Turn from the spirit of revenge. Seek the spirit of reconciliation. God knows how hard that is. Christ on the cross chose forgiveness and service. Amid suffering, he showed us that these hardest things are our greatest strengths, and he is with you by his Spirit to the ends of the earth.
In their messages, the three religious leaders expressed regrets for the postponement of their visit, but urged all South Sudanese to continue working for peace. For VOA News, Zamwaki Simon Wudu in Juba.